I'm Vinay Gupta, and I work professionally in disaster relief and risk management.
And you're here today at the Edge Riders March meeting. Why did you want to be involved in this?
There have been two large-scale games run by institutions that were very successful. One was called Superstruct, which was run by the Institute for the Future, and the second was called Urgent Evoke, which was run by the World Bank. And Edge Riders is very much in that lineage of a large organization trying to use sort of gamification as a way of getting a huge number of people involved in generating perspective. So I'd been part of the first two games as a player, and this idea of taking part in the third game as staff was very, very interesting.
Is there a plausibility deficit because it's organized by the Council of Europe and the European Union?
For a lot of people, it's their first contact with the Council of Europe. So as people begin to learn, like, okay, this is sort of the cultural nexus that does the long-range thinking for the kind of European project. I think at that point there's a lot of friendliness to it. Like, okay, yeah, we could come along and help out with that.
What I'm driving at is that maybe some of the people that you wish to speak to may be a bit concerned that this is yet another example of European politicians trying to open up a channel where they can talk to young people. And in the end, young people will play the game, they'll respond. But what will those European politicians do with that information? Will it actually translate into policy? Do you recognize that concern? Is it one that you share?
People are turning up to play the game, to talk to each other. And the fact that some policy people want to listen into the conversations and see what they can learn is regarded as being the price of participation. Just like searching on Google, the price you pay is that there are adverts.
Is Edge Riders a game experience or is it a policy mentoring, sharing experience?
What it is really is a social network for storytelling. And as a social network for storytelling, I don't think there's anything else out there that can really compete. Because it's like, I didn't really have a very clear idea of what's happening in Spain and Italy right now, but you read Edge Riders stuff and you can see direct reportage on very deep, very pointed questions where people actually start beginning to come out of their shells and say, yeah, I'm in Italy, this is what I'm seeing, I'm in Spain, this is what happened, this is how we're coping, this is what we're changing. So from that perspective, as almost journalism, it's very, very good. You know, really close up pure journalism in a somewhat regimented fashion. So it's not just, you know, this is what I had for breakfast. It's actually, this is how the economy is affecting me. These are my prospects. On that basis, the platform is unbeatable.
Is that the added value then, that you have an opportunity to share experiences, to learn from other people, and that nobody else is doing this in Europe at the moment?
Yes. I mean, as a discovery tool for understanding what's happening in other places and for getting to know the people who are kind of your peers in other countries, nothing better. I mean, it really, really works on that basis. But that's a very interesting new niche, right? It's almost like, remember this old website, World Changing? So World Changing was the place that you went to find out what was happening in terms of positive changes at a technical level in the environment, right? Bright green. Edge Riders is kind of the one-stop shop for reportage from your peers on what's happening in terms of everybody's future sliding off the big economic cliff.
So does it make sense then to have this big grand finale in June and then bring the project to a close? Isn't it something that will only get better with time?
If it was up to me, the way that we would run Edge Riders is it would be a sort of deeply embedded permanent network of which the web was maybe 20% of the effort. The notion that you've got sort of one conference a quarter and it moves around from city to city, that you bring people together to actually meet face-to-face, to talk about the issues, to do collaborative writing about what's happening as a kind of continuous monitoring process, is the direction that I would take it in.